We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to the AMR studio at Petco Park. Jesse Agler and Mike Grace on this Monday. Padres getting ready to open up a three-game set at beautiful PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh Pirates are the team that the Pods will be trying to take down. And to preview this series, we're very happy to welcome in Tom Singer of MLB.com. He covers the Buccos. He is on the Cholula hotline. Tom, appreciate it. We had word that the tarp is out on the field in Pittsburgh. What's the weather like up there?
Well, yes, it is, but the sun is trying to break through, and we may get away without having a delay.
All right.
It's about half an hour to prepare the field, and we've got about that much to go.
Okay. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling optimistic about the rain situation out there. I guess the news of the day in Bucco Land, right? Josh Harrison placed on the disabled list. Sounds like about a six-week thing, huh?
Well, hopefully no more than that. He's got to get a second opinion. He jammed his left thumb sliding into second base. At first yesterday, and the second opinion, once the swelling goes down, we'll tell him whether he's got a torn ligament, which would require surgery, and there'll be more than 6 weeks. So the Buccos have their fingers crossed that it is only a jammed thumb, and he can be back sometime in August.
Given the winning ways of the team last year, and there wasn't a lot of moves at the trade deadline, you got some injury issues this year. Do you see the team being more active, trying to make some moves once the end of the month rolls around?
Well, the Harrison status will definitely influence that. Actually, they haven't made a deadline move each of the last 2 years. In 2013, they did pick up Justin Morneau and Marlon Byrd, but that was at August 31, the playoff eligibility deadline. The last 2 years, no moves at all. I don't think they were planning on doing anything this year either. They like the core of the team. Once again, the situation with Josh Harrison, as well as Starling Marte. He's got a left side issue, which hopefully doesn't develop into a full-fledged oblique injury, which would also keep him out for an extended period. So I think general manager Neil Huntington is reassessing the status and making up a new shopping list, which he didn't have before.
Tom Singer covers the Pirates for MLB.com. He is on Twitter at Tom_Singer. I remember talking to some Pittsburgh people about A.J. Burnett when he pitched here at Petco at the end of May. And this sort of sense that he is free in a way. You know, he sort of announced, hey, this is going to be my last year. I'm going to retire. And he's talked about how loose he's been and how kind of easy it's come for him this year as compared to the past. Looking at the numbers, it looks like he's continued to have success since we saw him last. What do you make of A.J. Burnett 2015?
That's a pretty remarkable development because it is his 17th season and by far his best season. He's changed his approach. I don't know how much that had to do with the fact that this is his last season. He wasn't so concerned about the macho thing, blowing people away with the fastball. He's become a very precise command pitcher. Another manifestation of that is, you know, a lot of hard throwers do give up a lot of home runs when they miss their location. He's had seasons where he's given up over 30 home runs. He's given up 3 home runs this season. It's all a result of just not being so concerned with how it looks, just getting the right results. And I do think it has a lot to do with the fact that he no longer has to make an impression. He's on his way out the door. And, you know, as the saying goes, you go out with a bang, but once again, referring to the fact that he's keeping the ball in the ballpark, he's going out without a bang.
It's funny to say that he's now a control pitcher when we saw him here in San Diego throw an 8-walk no-hitter many, many years ago.
Yeah,
but
right.
As well as he's pitching, can you really see him hanging it up after this year if these numbers hold up throughout the season? Is that possible?
Well, you know what? We keep asking him after every gym, and, you know, he's got a gym every 5 days, and we keep asking him, you know, you can't leave on this note, and he's very adamant. This is this. You know, I'll be out to go when it's over. You know, he can change his mind, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not written in stone. But so far, he has held on to his self-proclaimed, the lame duck season. This is it. And we kind of believe him. He's a family guy. I think he is looking forward to ending the travel and staying home with his family.
Really,
I mean,
wild.
I believe it.
Wild.
Yeah.
One more with Tom Singer, MLB.com, Pirates.com. Jung Ho Kang is a guy that made an impression here at Petco, just a monster home run to left field, and obviously he'll be getting some more playing time, I would imagine, with Josh Harrison going to the disabled list. But overall, he's kind of cooled off a little bit, it looks like, having seen the numbers in the last month plus.
He's cooled off as the hitter. It's a unique situation because everybody looked forward to seeing the power. I mean, there's a power hitter in Korea. And a lot of teams did not pursue him because they didn't think the power would translate to the majors, and they turned out to be right. He only has 4 home runs. But a lot of other things he does have become a revelation. He's a very solid defender, surprising speed, very aggressive base runner with good instincts. So, you got this fall off in power, and even though he's not, he's cooled off as far as, the average, the Pirates like the fact that he's their best player at working pitches in the deep counts. So a lot of his at-bats may not result in hits, but they're still considered to be productive team at-bats. So he's doing a lot of the little things nobody really anticipated from him. And, if anything, that's making the organization be patient about having him learn that the pitchers, not as going to see them second, third time around. And hopefully the bat will wake up even more, and he'll continue to do the little things, and he'll become a pretty solid major leaguer.
Very interesting. Tom Singer covers the Pirates for MLB.com on Twitter at @Tom_Singer, getting set for the first of three between the Pods and the Bucks. Tom, really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much, and enjoy these games.
Thanks for having me. You bet. You too.
Absolutely. Tom Singer on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres.